Two out, Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
What up, guys? Stick Sports Speculation is back. I know it's been a minute. I mean, haven't been much sports going on. This podcast will not cover the MLS. So if you guys wanted that content, I'm sorry. We won't be delivering it. And that's really all that's going on right now. But in 3 days, we got Major League Baseball opening day filled with tons of games. Good action. Let's take it over to the AL West to start our American League preview for the 2020 season. Got my boy Bryson with me today.
Yes, sir.
He's a semi-pro baseball player with me on the Pumas. Former high school quarterback.
Yep.
Were you any good, though? Or, like, a lot of people say they're a high school quarterback, were you any good?
I mean,
let the viewers know.
If in terms of 4A, 4A was pretty decent, so I would say yes. I mean, we had a pretty decent year. Starting off rough, we lost our first two games, but then we bounced.
Well, we don't really care about that. We want to know your stats and how many tutties you had. Come on now.
I had 22 total touchdowns.
All
right. My senior year. Mixed between passing and running. And,
how many total yards?
I think I had 700 total yards passing, and I want to say 620 yards rushing.
All right, so a decent little varsity quarterback here in Illinois. He also plays college baseball and football at Augustana University, so he's going to be on the call with me today. We're going to start in the AL West for our American League preview. The Astros won the division by 10 games last year.
I was out too,
man. But they lose 25 wins in Gerrit Cole, and they lose their cheating system. So even with that being said, do you think anybody else wins this division? I still think of the Astros by a long shot, right?
Yeah, the Astros are.
They brought back most of their team, but I don't think they're good enough to win that division. I still got Verlander, who's coming off another stellar. I don't see him slowing down anytime soon. So I think he's got 2-3 more Cy Young years.
I mean, they got George Springer in right. I mean, he's pretty good there. I mean, you got Correa at short. You got Jose. I mean, you got a solid middle infield here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't see anybody competing with the Houston.
So you replace Gerrit Cole with Framber Valdez in your rotation. Still, everybody in that rotation they have, their six projected starters, Verlander, McCullers, Greinke, James, Valdez, and Pruitt, all had under 4 ERAs last year, except for Pruitt, and he's projected the sixth starter. If some teams opt to go to six starters, that'll be interesting to see. I think teams will still stick with five in a shortened season.
Teams will still stick to five.
I think it's kind of unnecessary to move to six for a 60-game season. But yeah, let's go check out the Athletics projected lineup. They got Semien coming back. I mean, they're not bringing back a guy who hit over 275 last year. Not really a lot of home runs in that lineup either. Just doesn't look like a division ready lineup. They do bring back Sean Manea, and they add Frankie Montes, who's the up and coming pitcher. So they also got Fierce. It's a decent looking staff, actually. I know Manea got roughed up in the wild card game last year against the Rays, but you can't forget that about 2 months before that, hit the Red Sox.
Yeah, the main thing about the Oakland A's is they will strike you out. You can see a lot of those pitchers are strong with the K's.
Yeah. K ratings are up. They did have an outstanding strikeout-to-walk ratio out of their starting pitchers, top five in baseball. So, I mean, maybe that lineup can surprise people, but they'll stay in a lot of games with their starting rotation. Decent bullpen, too. So, maybe even chase for that second wild card spot again, but
yep.
I don't see them as a playoff team this year. Now let's take it over to Texas. Interesting situation going on in Texas right now. You got some big names. You add Corey Kluber. A lot of vets in the lineup. I mean, you bring back Odor. You bring back Todd Father. You got Sin Soo Choo. You got Gallo, Andrus. I mean, those are proven hitters right there. I mean, it's a pretty solid lineup. it'll be really interesting to see how Lance Lynn and Mike Minor are doing that 1-2 spot.
Right.
I mean, I still think Kluber is ace on this team, right?
Yeah, Kluber.
I'd like the Texas taking second in that division, even making a possible wild card run.
They need to figure out a DH. The big thing there is defensively.
Well, they got Sinsu Chu DH, and he's getting old. Still a decent hitter, though. Been in the league for a while. Veteran hitters in the shorter season, I feel like, will do better. I feel like they'll know how to adapt better. So, I like that Texas lineup. Now, let's take it over to probably the most talked about team in this division last year, the Los Angeles Angels. They had arguably the best hitter in baseball last year in Rendon, but they did not add any quality starting pitching. Here's what you got. Assuming Shohei's good to throw, start games. You got Shohei, Andrew Heaney, Dylan Bundy, who's played for the Sox, and the Sox released him, and he's your three, so you know that's that bad. Griffin Canning and Matt Andreas.
And they still have Mike Trout that still doesn't know if he's going to opt out yet, so.
I think Mike Trout's going to play, but the lineup this year, though, I mean, I like it. You really need non-proven starting pitchers to extremely step up. They don't bring back anybody besides Shohei with the ERA lower than 4 last year.
You bring back a solid outfield.
You don't got a good pen. So it's really going to – you got to trust that lineup. I mean, the lineup has to score runs like they're supposed to. This lineup's supposed to score a lot of runs, and it's going to need to. I mean, you still got Pujols. You never know when he can flip back the switch for 60 games. You know, a guy like Pujols, proven hitter, you never know.
Yep.
So, don't see the Angels this being the year Mike Trout finally makes playoffs, but it'll be really interesting to see how they pitch. Maybe some young guys step up. Last but not least, we had the hottest team in baseball for about the first 20 games last year, and then were the worst team in baseball the rest of the season. And that's the Seattle Mariners. A lot of people have been talking about maybe even moving the team.
Or Kyle Seager.
Getting them closer games. But do you think, how big of an impact does traveling twice as most as the average team, how do you think that impacts the team? Do you think it's a lot, or do you think they're just not a good team? Or do you think that traveling really has an effect on the players?
I think traveling has an impact.
Like, how big, though? On a scale of 1 to 10.
I mean,
I don't think it's as big as people say, but with a shortened season and all the games being regional now, you even got less of an excuse for the Mariners.
It's all about staying in that bubble. I mean,
this team is awful.
I mean, it's not something they have to get used to. I mean, it's something we go through our life.
Their projected lineup has nobody who batted over 260 last year. Don't recognize anybody in their rotation. You got Marco Gonzalez, Tejan Walker, Kendall Graveman, Justice Sheffield, and Justin Dunn. All these guys were over 4.25 last year ERA-wise, and none with a winning record. So it's going to be Royals, Tigers, and Mariners, I think, bottom of the American League, I'd say, three worst records. So.
I would say.
So wrap up this division, AL West. Who are you picking to win the division? I'm going Astros.
I'm going Astros.
I'm
going with the Athletics, number two.
You own the Athletics, number two?
Yep.
I'm going to go Rangers, number two. But how many games do you think this Astros team wins? I got the Astros at 39.
I think they're going to pull 40. I think I'm going to get a
42. All right, guys. So there's the AL West. Besides the Astros, I wouldn't say anybody in this division is a lock for the wild card or even one of the top contenders. In my opinion, I think the Astros will be the only one that comes out. I think the Rangers will just miss it. But let's take it over to the AL Central. That's good shit. Kind of got a new look over here with the Red Sox and their rotation. Is Chris Sale hurt?
Yeah.
He's looks like they're missing Chris Sale for the whole year. So their starting rotation is Uvalde, Martin Perez, Ryan Weber, Brian Johnson, and Matt Hall. All these guys' ERAs last year were over 5. And only one of the guys threw over 100 innings. So not a strong staff over there in Boston. You still bring back J.D. Martinez and Benintendi, two really proven players. I really expect Benintendi to step up without bats, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe even emerge a superstar. I really like his swing. Plays a really good left field. I don't know if you guys remember it. The year the Red Sox won it all 2 years ago. Benintendi robbed Bregman of the game-winning hit. So definitely can make some plays out there. Besides that, those two, you bring back Bogaerts and Rafael Devers hit .311 last year. Wow. So you got three guys, 2, 3, 4, all who hit over 300 last year. So you really just got to hope the bottom of the lineup turns those into runs. You know, guys on base.
And they're pitching.
That pitching staff, though, that starting rotation is just – I don't think they can make – yeah, without Sale in that rotation, not a top 10.
Step up from their 4 and 5.
From their whole rotation, Uvalde is the only proven starter, really. Not a top 10 bullpen either over there, so. I'm not going to say the Red Sox can be a wild card team. I don't see it. Do you?
No.
All right, now let's take it over to the Hall of Famers grandkids team, the Blue Jays. You got Biggio, you got Guerrero Jr., and you got Bichette. All three of their dads played big time MLB baseball, all studs, and they've proven to be all studs so far. I mean, Bichette came up in 209 at bats, 8 homers, 273, and 326 on base percentage. Guerrero had hit 295 as a big guy. You don't really see that these days, guys, that kind of power. He's a true hitter. I mean, I don't think he's just a power hitter.
He's a more polished Adam Dunn.
He really a lot more polished than that. Adam Dunn, that's not even a comparison in my eyes. Adam Dunn was terrible. What the hell are you saying? What do you mean, Adam Dunn lookalike? If you're getting compared to Adam Dunn, I really hope you're not in the majors right now. You got a lot of no names in that starting lineup too, though. Danny Jensen, Rowdy Tellez, some unproven guys. Besides the top four, from their 5 to 9, none of them hit over 250, and just no power numbers in there. So those guys have to step up and generate some runs, because you got Biggio, Bichette, Guerrero, and Travis Shaw, all with over .333 on base percentage last year. So they did add arguably the best pitcher in the first half of baseball, Ryu.
Yeah.
They got him from the Dodgers.
Yes, they did.
Matched along with Tanner Roark, veteran guy, Shoemaker, Trent Thornton, and Ryan Baraki.
Tanner Roark is actually, he's from Wilmington, Illinois. He's in my conference that I play.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he was, I was in eighth grade and he was a senior in high school.
Just a local guy. Still not that great of a staff all around. I really think the National League has better starting pitching this year in the American League. Blue Jays, it'll be interesting to see how those three guys do, the young guys do in a 60-game season, if they can make some noise in that lineup. Besides that, I don't see this team in playoff contention this year.
No.
Next, we got Tampa Bay. People forget they took the fucking Astros to 5 games last year.
Did they?
They took them all 5 in the ALCS. At staff, it's dangerous. They got a great bullpen. They had Glasnow coming out of the bullpen last year. And he's going to be a starter this year. I really think he's got a good arm, strong arm. At the 4 spot, you had Blake Snell at the 3 spot. He opted to play. That's huge. And you also got Charlie Morton, former Astros pitcher. I mean, this Rays team could definitely make some noise in the ALCS again. Probably would say they're the favorite to win a wild card game with their pen and Blake Snell over a team like the Sox or the Indians. Definitely see this team getting another wild card.
It'll be weird to see how they finish in the 60-game schedule.
Yeah. Now, last and least, you got the Orioles. Another one of those teams who just I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel anytime soon, you know?
I mean, you got Austin Hayes. I mean, he's a pretty good ball player.
You got Austin Hayes and
you got Chris Davis coming back.
Chris Davis, who has the record for most at bats not a hit. You bring back a guy batting 179. Chris Davis hit 179 last year. Your number two starter had a 10 ERA last year.
I mean, 60 games, I mean, you never know with those hitters. They can turn it around in 60 games. I mean, you never know.
So. I don't see the Orioles winning over 20 games. Come on, no. But I think we're both going to agree Yankees win this division, right?
Yes.
With how many wins?
I'm going with 35.
That's it?
Yeah.
Only 35 for the
35
Yanks?
35 to
40. I'll give the Yanks 41.
Nope.
All right, guys, a little change of scenery for the final division of the American League here. We're going to bounce to the Central, but we are back in Indiana. We left Plano, Illinois last night. We didn't get the podcast done. So we got a spot set to Keith Gorsuch for the AL Central. And Keith, on 1 to 10 scale, what is your knowledge in the AL Central? 100% honest.
I don't know a thing about it.
So a solid 2, maybe?
2. 2 out of 10.
Thing I have for you. Lifetime Cubs fan, you always talk about how Wrigley is so much better than Cell. And I just want to know why.
The Cell is obviously Sox Park. It's in the south side of Chicago. There's nothing going on there. The location's terrible. So you take it over to Wrigley. Wrigley is sitting in a very busy area where there's lots of restaurants and places to party. So when you go to a Cubs game, immediately there's just a great vibe going on. Then when you walk into the park, you see the beautiful green. The field's amazing.
I got a tough question for you. Without Harry Carey, is Wrigley what it is today?
I would say Harry made the Cubs extra special. I
feel like he single-handedly.
I don't know who you know.
Wrigley into a party scene.
They had Jack Brickhouse. He wasn't like party animal Harry was. Harry definitely did great things for the Cubs organization.
He did great things to increase the fan base.
Absolutely.
But fans that aren't Cubs fans, but baseball fans, hate Cubs fans because of the atmosphere of Wrigley. They think
fun.
Wrigley's just, nobody knows anything about baseball, it's just beers in the bleachers.
There's
and that's
a
why people
lot,
hate Cubs fans.
Hey, there's a lot of baseball people in that park, but sure, a lot of people go just for the party vibe, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, say Keith, you're 45 years old, you're making $50,000 a year, you're living in the suburbs, do you pay $175 for a regular season Cubs game for decent seats?
It depends how much you love the Cubs.
That's another
test. I would, you know, $50,000 isn't a lot of money. But
it's the average American salary.
If you love baseball.
Average American can't go to a Cubs game.
If you love baseball, you can scrape up and I'm sure you can find $175. But
yeah, $175 is getting you a good seat. I'm just saying.
I think $175 is overpriced today. A ticket to go to a ball game should not be that much. It should be $50 to go to a ball game.
All right, there's that. There's a little Wrigley U.S. Cellular history for you. Now let's dive into the Central. I don't know if you guys heard in the last podcast, I picked the Twins to win this division. After seeing the Cubs, after seeing the White Sox absolutely annihilate and stomp on the Cubs back-to-back nights, making it look easy, this team is going to win the division as a 37-win ball club. And that's a fact.
The Sox?
The Sox will win the AL Central, okay? Another thing I said on the last podcast, that Tim Anderson won't hit 270. He's hitting over 300. I'm hopping on the train. I'm just going to hop on. I'm a huge Sox fan. I can't deny it anymore. Dude knows how to play the game. Not a fan of the bat flips, but dude knows how to play the game. Moncada comes right back in after having Corona, has a nice game, makes some beautiful play at third. Grandal hits a bomb in the gap to break open the first game. Encarnacion's been having great ABs. Eloy, grand slam against arguably the Cubs' best pitcher last year in Yu Darvish. Luis Robert went 2-for-3 in game one and just probably hit a ball off the center field wall at 115 miles per hour off the bat. Lourdes Garcia, one of the most underrated players in baseball. I think he's a consistent 285 bat in this league, do a lot of things for you. And what we can't forget here, Adam Engel hit the farthest home run in the series. The best defender in the league. And he's hitting bombs. Everybody's playing at their peak level. Keiko looked great. You know Giolito's going to come out and have another solid year. You got Cease going to bounce back. You got a veteran Gio Gonzalez. No one in this division can hang with this team. That's that. Let's take it over to the Indians, okay? It's kind of a dark horse in the division. Keith, you ever been to Cleveland?
I've been to Cleveland. I drove by the ballpark, but
it just looked like a rundown city.
Yeah, it didn't look like there was too much.
They had to make some budget cuts over in Cleveland. I mean, they had a really solid team. They had a solid young core. With these small market teams, you can't keep Lindor, Kluber, and Ramirez for so long, you know. They had to let Kluber go. Can't really blame them. But they do have some decent young pitching that will surprise you. I really, really like Plesac. I think he'll be a superstar in the next couple years. They bring back Clevinger. Carrasco is a proven starter. They got Bieber. Arguably the best staff in the division, but the lineup's just not where it used to be. You got Lindor. You got a bat third now. I mean, I don't really like that for his style of play. Still think he has a chance to win MVP this year just because of the pressure. I don't see Ramirez having as good of a year. Then he's got a bunch of no-names scattered across the lineup.
Is Plesac son of Dan Plesac?
Plesac is the only region MLB player right now.
Yeah, Northwest Indiana.
Out of Crown Point, nice area. They got the Bo Jackson Dome there. So a lot of good baseball players come out of the Crown Point area, so it's cool to see Plesac doing some good stuff. Actually, that's wrong. Sean Manaea out of the A's had a very weird high school route, and he actually went to Andrean his senior year out of nowhere from Illinois. You know, at the Red Sox, that's probably the biggest region rep we've gotten in the last decade. I don't know if you really count that, though. If I'm not wrong, I'm pretty sure Andrean had their state title stripped that year. There were some allegations about recruiting them to go there, but those are two region guys, two stud pitchers from the region, so good to see. Indians third place team, though. Now, let's go to a controversial Minnesota. Keith, did you ever go to the Dome in Minnesota?
No, I've never been there.
Kind of a legendary park, though. Heard some bad things about it, though. Major League was filmed there, so some good baseball memories over there in Minnesota. They do sign one of the biggest free agents this offseason in Donaldson. I don't know if you guys know. He signed a minimum with the Braves. A vet min. That's usually the end of your career. Had a breakout year and signed for over $10 million this year. You gotta think he's going to do that again. That's a huge ad. They bring back Cruz, Kepler, Polanco. I think Sano's a bum, but he's in the lineup. I do like Buxton. But that staff they have over there is overhyped. Berrios overrated. Homer Bailey washed. They got Rich Hill now, Keith. That tool. He's washed.
Rich Hill sucked on the Cubs. The minute he leaves the Cubs, he's lights out, shutting down the Cubs in the playoffs.
You can't get out to MLB anymore with two pitches. He doesn't have a third pitch. I mean, I can't even get out to semi-pro ball with two pitches. Twins at 34 wins, second place. Indians at 32. I don't know if you guys even want to hear this garbage, but the Royals and Tigers, we'll do those together. Two awful teams. Bold take here. Neither team will win over 20 games. And they won't have one starter with an ERA under 4. That's really all I want to say about it. I really don't want to waste my time. Royals, if you want to sign me for a 10-day, I'm open. I feel like I play for the Royals, Keith?
I think you
can. Bat 9 for the Royals? Hit 200? Yeah, I mean.
I think geez. I can get some time.
Yeah.
I've never swung.
Maybe the Royals and Tigers should have a fan day. Just let the fans play.
I've been swung like a little Eagles in 40 years, and I think I can start.
No disrespect, but disrespect. We will not talk about the Royals and Tigers. If they start off 10-0, you'll hear a podcast about it. But that's the American League preview for you guys. Let me know what you guys think. If I'm accurate on the division winners. I really think I'm 100% accurate. Hopefully I get a call from Big Time Network for going 100% this year. Because I know I'm not missing. This is what you'll want to be listening to. I don't know. Some wannabe baseball guys on ESPN. This is where you should be listening. Sticks Sports Speculation. What is it, Keith? Stay sticky. Stay sticky. Fuck yeah.